It's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you each week by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us on the telephone line. Hello, sir.
Hello, Richard. How are we doing?
Fabulous, thank you. Yourself?
I'm not bad. My football team is still undefeated in the regular season. It's beautiful outside. Life is good.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. And, man, I keep trying to talk up. You were just talking about Cooper Flagg with other people. I keep bringing it up. I'm like, do you realize that the number one prospect in the nation is from Newport, Maine? They're like, yeah. I'm like, no. Let me repeat that. Just tremendous. I wish nothing for the best for him. And I guess his brother is somewhat of a talented young lad as well. So
yeah, I mean, I guess it's just a notch below a young ace.
Yeah. And what a name. And moving on. It kind of blows my mind. Well, I hope everybody is well. I know that if y'all are anything like myself and anybody I've met with today, and I've had several meetings, we're all in this waning summer, fall, swiftly approaching fog. Sorry about that. I can offer the fact that we've gotten a bunch of really, really excellent wines in to the store in the past couple of weeks, and I do recommend you go in. I don't think it's going to help the fog much, but it couldn't hurt. And there's all sorts of really, really nice, especially, you all know me, I'm a French snob, as it were. We've got some tremendously good Burgundies that just arrived, as well as some Southern French stuff that, I mean, it'll knock your socks off. So I recommend getting in and trying some of that stuff. However, that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're going to talk about Central Italy, which I've kind of quasi-called the Sangiovese Belt. But there's a lot going on in Central Italy. So when you're thinking about Italy, just as I'm sort of staring at the map, of course we always refer to it as sort of the boot or the leg, but today we're kind of talking about the calf, if you will. This is a region that is sort of, you're thinking of Italy sort of north to west, but it's important to realize that it does tilt heavily. So it's sort of angular in the way that when you're talking about Tuscany, you're also talking about Umbria, which is right next to it without a coastline. Then you're going over to the Marche region, bearing in mind that, of course, Italy is sort of bisected by the Apennine Mountains. But there's a tremendous amount of both diversity and homogeneity in terms of grape types. It's just that they all taste very, very differently because of where they're grown. That surprises no one as well. Today is also the time that we're going to hit the Montepulciano versus Montepulciano argument, just to remind everybody that's our yearly reminder there. But to start, let's start up a little bit more north to remind everybody we sort of did the Veneto, and then we did sort of central northern Italy, and we did Piedmont. Just below the Veneto, we come to one of the absolutely premier food wine regions in the world. I am stunned that these people don't all weigh 500 pounds each. This is, of course, Emilia Romagna, home of Bologna, Modena, where the balsamic vinegar comes from. There is so much good pig fat and other forms of food, all washed down with the classic local wine Lambrusco, which is a slightly fizzy red that has a little bit of tannic grip, and you serve it cold, and it washes down, as I said, the pig fat beautifully. As well, you've got cheeses from here, so you've got milk fat and pig. It's just it's the greatest fat region in the world, which, again, I remind you, thank God for Lambrusco and the other wines there, because they help break down that. Otherwise, everybody would have a heart attack in this region. Now, Emilia Romagna is thought to be the homeland of Sangiovese. Of course, if I've taught any of you anything over the years, is that every single region claims to be the homeland of everything. But Sangiovese, which, by the way, means the blood of Jove, right, or Jupiter, right, the head Roman god, is ubiquitous in this region, and the reason that they claim that they're the ones is because the earliest reference to the grape was about 750 BC, first documented reference to it, and they claim that it was there. The Tuscans claim that it was there. Who knows? Who cares? It's Sangiovese. Now, why do we like Sangiovese? You may not even know that you like Sangiovese, but if you like Chianti, you like Sangiovese. If you like Brunello, you like Sangiovese. Sangiovese is truly the grape of the central Italian heartland. The reason people don't necessarily know the grape, but do know some of the more famous iterations of it, is because the most popular place for Americans, especially, to visit in Italy is Tuscany, and not only Tuscany, but the ancient and beautiful city of Florence. And directly below Florence, about 100 kilometers, is the equally beautiful but much less famous city of Siena. And between Florence and Siena lies the wine region Chianti. So that is the region where Americans and their dollars have been prevalent over the past 40, 50 years. So that's why we know Chianti. Slightly below Siena are the cities of Montalcino and Montepulciano. Pay attention, this is where we're going with this. Montalcino and Montepulciano both grow Sangiovese. A lot of Americans also know the word Montepulciano because Montepulciano is a grape that is not grown in Tuscany. It is grown in the Abruzzo region, which is still central Italy, but it's on the completely other side of Italy and farther south. So when people talk about Vino Nobile or Rosso di Montepulciano, they are talking about the Sangiovese grape grown in and around the city of Montepulciano. And then there's the city of Montalcino, where Brunello is grown, and people confuse Brunello with the Piedmontese wines Barolo and Barbaresco, which are made out of Nebbiolo. If you have followed me thus far, God bless you. But this is all true. So, once again, Sangiovese, central Italy, and we're in Tuscany, we're in Emilia-Romagna, also across the Apennine Mountains in the region of the Marche, they also grow Sangiovese. And they grow Montepulciano.
Whoa.
Which has nothing to do with the city. Again, if Italians want to do anything, it's confuse the hell out of you and say, hey, don't worry about it. But to further confuse you, they will blend Sangiovese and Montepulciano in these wonderful rossos, that is red blends, that they make, again, on the other side of Italy in the Marche region. But if you're traveling in Tuscany, you are probably drinking Sangiovese. Now, before I run out of time, I want to touch on a couple other things that you may be tasting in central Italy. The predominant white grape, and I cannot express how many iterations of this grape there are. Literally, every valley grows a different iteration of this grape, but the grape is called Trebbiano. It is a fairly acidic grape, no matter the iteration. Some of them, especially the ones that are from a little farther south, can be kind of fleshy, which is nice. And some of them can be kind of, you know, tart and refreshing, and in the way that, you know, you might think like a Sauvignon Blanc or something, or something like that might be kind of crisp and fun. So Trebbiano is a wonderful white grape that takes on many iterations in central Italy, but do try it because they're all really good. It's also worth noting that there is a lot of what we call the international varietals that are taking root in central Italy in a lot of interesting ways because, of course, you're used to these things in other soils. These grapes like Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, some Syrah, things like that, even Chardonnay in parts of Tuscany that are really tremendous and receiving, you know, rave reviews. Some of them are monovarietal bottlings and some of them are blends, but totally worth checking out if, you know, your favorite wine merchant says, I know you've never even thought of this, but try this, you know, Cabernet from Tuscany. It might be well worth it to you. The other one to mention is, of course, Umbria, which has the grape Sagrantino, which is not often found, but is well worth exploring. I'm sure I'm out of time. I will talk to you all next week. We can talk about the ankle down, as it were, as well as probably some Sicilian and other stuff like that, Sardinia as well. So everybody have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you all soon.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you, Eric.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle every week here on Downtown.